Well, it's hard to put into words. I just think he's guilty. I thought it was obvious from the word go. I mean, nobody proved otherwise.
Nobody has to prove otherwise. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. The defendant doesn't have to open his mouth. That's in the Constitution.
Sure, I know that. The man is guilty. I mean, well, somebody saw him do it.
Now here's what I think, and I got no personal feelings about this. I'm talking facts. Number one. Let's take the old man who lived on the second floor right underneath the room where the murder took place. At 12:10 on the night of the killing, he heard loud noises in the apartment upstairs. He said it sounded like a fight. Then he heard the kid shout out, "I'm gonna kill you." A second later, he heard a body fall and he ran to the door of his apartment, looked out, saw the kid running down the stairs and out of the house. Then he called the police. They found the father with a knife in his chest.
And the coroner fixed the time of death at around midnight.
Right. I mean, there are facts for you. You can't refute facts. This boy is guilty. Look, I'm as sentimental as the next guy. I know the kid's only 16, but he's still got to pay for what he did.
I'm with you, my friend.
It was obvious to me, anyway, that the boy's entire story was flimsy. He claimed he was at the movies during the time of the killing, and yet 1 hour later, he couldn't remember what films he saw or who played in them.
That's right. Did you hear that? You're absolutely right.
No one saw him going into or out of the theater.
All right, and listen, what about the woman across the street? Now, if her testimony doesn't prove it, nothing does.
That's right. She was the one who actually saw the killing.
All right, let's go in order here.
Just a minute. Now, here's a woman. Here's a woman who's lying in bed, can't sleep. She's dying with the heat. Know what I mean? Anyway, she looks out the window right across the street. She sees the kid stick the knife into his father.
Right.
The time is 12:10 on the nose. Look, she's known the kid all his life. His window was right opposite hers across the L tracks, and she swore she saw him
through
do
the
it.
Windows of a passing elevated train.
Right. This L train had no passengers on it. It was just being moved downtown. The lights were out, remember? And they proved in court that at night you can look through the windows of an L train when the lights are out and see what's happening on the other side. They proved it.
I'd like to ask you something.
Sure, go ahead.
You don't believe the boy. How come you believe the woman? She's one of them, too, isn't she?
You're a pretty smart fella.
Okay, take it easy.
Come on. Sit down. What are you letting him get you all upset for?
Let's calm down now. Let's try to keep it peaceful in here. Now, whose turn is it? Okay, how about you?
I'd like to pass.
Well, that's your privilege.